Sir. I don't remember for sure. I'll have to check back through messages and let you know. Absolutely. Yes, sir. I have a close pastor friend this morning that is delivering a message to his church that I admire. He's confessing some of his issues to his church. Not bad. I'm not like major, you know, anything like that, but anytime that we confess before another man or multiple men, that's a difficult thing. To acknowledge that we have issues, to acknowledge that we have faults, especially when you're in a position of leadership or spiritual leadership, maybe even a little more so sometimes. So I just pray for Pastor Chad this morning, not the Chad that was here last week, but a different Chad. And it's good. I'm super proud of him, super excited to see and hear how it goes. But I know a little bit about how he feels. So I just pray, Lord, bless him, anoint him, and amen. Opening, you know what? I'm not going to open with a verse today. I'm going to do this a little bit differently. Because today I'm going to begin to pour out before you the vision God has given me for Hosanna. And I'm to be totally honest with you and give you kind of the entire process and how it happened for me. Because for me, the way it happened says as much about it for me as any other part of it. Every year, because we are a small church and we are unable to pay pretty much any of our volunteers, I feel like it's the church's responsibility to show appreciation to those volunteers, because I don't want them to think that we take them for granted. Today, we do not take Trudy for granted. Right? Amen. Amen. And we don't take our kids pastors for granted. We don't take our worship leader or any of our worship volunteers for granted. Our sound booth people, we just want to make sure that they know how much we appreciate what they've done. And our small group leaders this year, we, for the first time, were included in that. So I had the idea, I wanted to do a hoodie. I wanted to give them all a hoodie. But to give them a hoodie, I didn't want to just give them, here's a plain hoodie, or here's a Nike hoodie, or something like that. I wanted it to be something from their church that represented their church. And we've never had a logo that I really was able to say, I love that logo. And so I needed one for the hoodies, and I just said, okay, I'm going to open up the computer, I'm going to go online, and I'm going to search for H logos. And so I searched for H logos, and within 30 seconds, I found that H right there. And it was almost as if it jumped off the screen at me, and I knew instantly that was the one I wanted. And I had the sign you see out front, I had that entire design in my mind within a minute and a half. And it just, I just could not believe when I've been searching for it for 3 years and it showed up in about 90 seconds, I could not believe how it was happening and how just amazing it was and how it was like God was answering the prayer I'd had, answering my request, and I began to be so excited. And then after I had that in my mind, that vision in my mind, I started to think about a vision for the church, because I have always wanted to be able to express, not just to the church, but to outsiders, who Hosanna is. I know who we are in so many ways. I know who we have been because I was a part of the history of the church for 7.5, almost 8 years. And we were here through some really good times, some amazing times, and we were here through some really difficult times. Some really, really difficult times. And I knew that I wanted to be able to communicate who we are, but also who we may or may not be yet, but who I believe God is calling us to be. Because I'm not everything He's called me to be yet. I'm not a completed, I'm not a finished individual. I'm not a completed pastor. I am not the perfect pastor. And I'm probably never going to be. But I believe in progressive sanctification. That means it happens over time. I get better, hopefully. Like some people would say, fine wine. I don't drink wine, so I don't know what that tastes like. But I hopefully am getting better as I get older, as I gain experience. So I had these four words, and these four words just kind of, I promise you, the entire process was less than 5 or 6 minutes, and I had the entire thing laid out before me. And I knew right then that this was a God thing, because it's never happened for me like that before. I've never had an experience like that where He literally, it's almost as if He just laid it out there before me and said, this is what, this, it's time. It was like it was an arrival or something that, man, I've been waiting for 3 years for this stuff. And it showed up so quickly that I have been so excited, and my wife has made so much fun of me because of how excited I've been, and because I have talked about it so much. One of my sons makes fun of me. It's fine. I don't care, because I see what God's doing, and I see so many things that He is beginning to birth and beginning to do. I laid this a little bit out for the leadership team when we had our Christmas party. After we gave them the hoodies and they saw the design, and in the conversation that we had towards the end of the evening, I laid these things out for them. And they're four words, and they're four words that you're going to see and hear, I hope, in everything that we do. And the first word is loving. We are going to be a loving church. We are a loving church. Absolutely are. And that's never going to stop. It will never stop. As long as I'm the pastor of this church, we will be a loving church. People will walk through the doors and know that they are loved and cared about here. We are going, so word number one is loving. Word number two is serving. We are going to be a serving church. A church that serves not just our God, but also our community. And we're going to serve each other. And I'm excited about what God has put on my heart for the message next week when I talk about serving. The third word is giving. And we're going to be a giving church. And the third week of this series, in basically 2 weeks from today, I will lay out before you what I believe God has put on my heart, what that means for Hosanna. And there are two giving initiatives that I will announce that Sunday. That's, I believe it's the 21st. So the message you will hear the 21st, a part of that will be two giving initiatives that we will begin that Sunday. And they are amazing and they're exciting, and I cannot wait to announce them. And the fourth thing is growing. And I believe that growing will be a byproduct of the other things that we're going to be doing. That when we're loving, when we're serving, when we're giving, we will be a growing church. That it will naturally come when we begin to do those things. So if you want to write those four words down, if you want to write them in, if you have a place to take notes, you want to write them in your Bible, you want to write them anywhere, they are going to be on the walls at some point as soon as possible in this church. I want them to be, when you walk in the doors, you see Hosanna is a loving, serving, giving, growing church. Loving, serving, giving, growing. Loving, serving, giving, growing. Every message that you hear, I hope will somewhere have intermingled in that one of those four principles. How those apply to what we're trying to communicate. And everything that we do, we will judge against those four thoughts, those four ideas. If we're going to do this, we're going to ask the question, does this show that we're a loving church? Does this show that we're a serving church? Does this show that we're a giving church? And does this show that we're a growing church? And if it does not fit in any of those four, we're not going to do it. That's going to be what we judge against. That's what we're going to say. Does this fit? If you come to me and you say, Pastor, I think we need to start this ministry, my question is going to be, how does that fit into who Hosanna is? And if it doesn't fit, then we're not going to do it. We're not going to say we're never going to do it. It may just be we're not going to do it right now. It might be something for the future. But at that moment, we're going to say that really doesn't fit in the vision that God has for us right now. But let's put it on a shelf. Let's put a pin in it. And maybe we'll come back to it at some point. But we're going to judge everything that we do against those four words. Are we loving? Are we serving? Are we giving? Are we growing? Look at Jason back there playing. You're good. Had my graphics person not been so ill, it would look a little differently than what it is, but you're at the mercy of the pastor being the graphics person today, so we're limited. Jason, you're fine. It shows that you're active. It shows that you're paying attention. I can't complain about that. So, loving, serving, giving, growing. Loving, serving, giving, growing. Those four words, they're going to be tattooed on our heart. They're going to become such a part of everything that we say and everything that we do. Our small groups are going to be because we're a loving church, a serving church, a giving church, a growing church. They're going to fit into that. And I love the way that God intermingled all of these ideas at one time. Because it showed me how much of a God moment that was for me. It showed me that God really was trying to communicate that it was for such a time as this. Right, that Ruth verse that says where Ruth was called, and she said her uncle told her, basically, you're called for such a time as this. This is your time. This was that moment for me, that this is for such a time as this for Hosanna Church. If you notice those four words that are there, they are all action words. None of them are stagnant. None of them are past tense. They're all action words. Current, future tense kind of words. This is what we will be doing. Everything will fit into that because we are going to be a church of action. Last week when we had Pastor Chad here, one of the things that kept going through my mind is when we were in Ghana together at the men's conference, they had this thing that the leadership had put together, and the leader, whoever the speaker was or whoever was on the stage at the moment, he would say, like, men, action. Men, action. Men, action. And then they would all go, no, 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 no. And it was, there's thousands of these Ghanaian men in this conference center by the Church of Pentecost is kind of, it's very similar to the Assembly of God in Ghana. They have the Assembly of God, but they also have the Church of Pentecost. And we're in their conference center. And it was just amazing to hear these men talking about how they were going to be men of action. Action. When? Now. And to hear all these men recite this was phenomenal. It was powerful. In fact, when I got my chance to speak, I had to try it. I had to see if they would if they would listen to the American and they would follow along with the American as he said, men, act, and they would yell, action. And I would say, men, action, now. And it was just amazing and exhilarating to hear all of these men. I loved, Pastor Chad talked about watching them dance because, man, as soon as music started, those men were dancing. And yes, I did have to join in. And yes, there is video somewhere. And no, I won't show you. But it was amazing. And I will go back. Four action words. Four words of action. Today, we're going to start off by talking about loving. Because I think loving is where this had to start. I think it was the place that if we're going to have anything as a vision for Hosanna Church, that it had to start with loving. And as I thought about the word loving, the Lord instantly took my mind to Matthew chapter 22. Because in Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 38, the religious leaders of the time, they said, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? What's the greatest commandment in the law? Verse 37, Jesus says to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Verse 38 says, this is the great and foremost commandment. This is the greatest commandment. When he's asked, what is the number one commandment? And it wasn't because it was listed first. It was listed first because it was the highest priority. It was the most important thing. That was to love God with everything. Hosanna is going to be a loving church, and we are going to be loving our God. Highest priority. No matter what. Why do we sing? Why do we worship? Because we love our God. Why do we come to church? Because we love our God. Why are we trying to do anything that we're trying to do? Because we love our God. We are going to continue to love Him and continue to pour out our love on Him. And is it always going to be exactly how you want it to be? No. But I pray that it's always exactly pointed to Him. All of it should be pointed directly towards Him. Our worship should be guided, should be directed towards Him. All of it towards Him. Worship is one of those things that is a blessing, and I pray that it never at Hosanna becomes a curse. That we never get so focused on what we will think worship should be that we take our eyes off of who we're worshiping. One of those statements that I've heard before was, somebody came up to the pastor after a service one Sunday and said, Pastor, I really didn't care for the worship today. And the pastor's response was, that's okay, we weren't worshiping you. It doesn't matter. Our worship should be focused on Him. Loving Him is our first and foremost goal. It is the greatest commandment. It is where we should start. In our vision should start with loving our God with everything. With all of our worship, all of our praise, all of our sacrifices directed towards Him. In fact, I think this is such a strong statement that Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 needs to be associated with this. But seek first His kingdom, not my kingdom. His kingdom. His righteousness. And as a byproduct of that, I love this, that it says all these things will be added to you. We want to become a growing church. We want to get where God's calling us to be. We need to seek Him first. He needs to be a number one in this church. We should be loving Him with everything before anything else. And when we do that, God bless you, when we seek Him first, when He becomes who we know we're loving, This verse says he's going to add all kinds of things. All these things will be added to you. You want things better in your life? Seek him first. You want a better job? Seek him first. You want a better relationship? Seek him first. You want a closer relationship with him? You seek him first. I promise you, seek him and he shall be found. Everything gets better when you seek him. Can I tell you, it's not always going to be perfect. Okay? Not always going to be perfect. My wife's been sick for 5 days. You know why? Because I'm preaching this message today. Because I'm pouring out to you the vision that God's given me for Hosanna. And if she could have been here, if I would have let her come, like if she could have just hung an IV bag and sat back there at the sound booth, she would have. But I was no way I was going to let that happen. She's too important. She's not more important than him, but she's too important to me. And she does way too much to help me and to bless me. She wanted to be here so bad. And I know she's been praying for me. And I know that what she's experiencing in part is an attack. I can tell you there have been multiple attacks on multiple people coming up to this message. And it's coming from all different sides and all different ways. But I don't care. I don't care. Attack. Whatever. If I'm sick next Sunday, I'm going to do everything I can to be here. If I have to wear a mask, I don't want to wear a mask. I don't like them. Don't want nothing to do with them. But if I had to, my goal would be to be here next Sunday to give you the message on serving. He's too important. And this is too important of a time. We are in a critical, crucial time, not only as a nation, but as a world, as a faith, as a fellowship. We are in a critical, crucial time. We draw closer to the second coming of Christ every single day. And I know people have been saying it for 2,000 years now. It's coming. Every day we're closer. And there are people today that don't know him that need to know him. People that I want to meet in the air when the second coming happens. And as our goal, as our mission, as our vision, we are going to try to love them to Jesus. We're going to show them what it means to love God. Why do you do what you do? Because I love God. Because he loved me when I was yet unlovable. Because he has so many blessings for me. I don't do it for the blessings. They're just a byproduct of what I do. So this is it. This is number one. Love God with everything. The second part of Matthew chapter 22, the verse 39 says, after he said, love God with everything, the second thing was, he said, the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. The second, he didn't say, is less than, he said the second is like the first. Love your neighbors yourself. This means that we need to be loving our neighbors. Many of you will know the story, because then some people came to him and said, well, who exactly is my neighbor? And he's just like, look around. Everybody's your neighbor. It doesn't matter. Well, but we don't talk the same language. Who cares? But we're not the same. It doesn't matter. I have a brother. We have the exact same mother and the exact same father, and we could not be any more different. We don't have to be alike to love. In fact, we need to sometimes try harder to love those that we're nothing like, because that's when we show that we really love. If we only love those that we're like, what are we really doing? What are we really accomplishing? Well, you're the same political party as me. Who cares? I don't care what political party you are. Did Jesus die for you? Yes. That's all that matters. That's it. You know how I feel about politics in the pulpit. I don't do it. Not going to do it. I'm saying we need to love those that are different than us just as much as those that are similar to us. And if we can't do that, we need to really check our heart. That's not who we are going to be, ever. And if it's who we become, then it's time for me to step down. Because that's not who we're going to be. As long as I'm the pastor, we are going to be a loving church that loves everybody. And I know that I have done my dead level best to exhibit that, to show you that in so many different ways, and that will not stop. Whether Jimbo ever shows up or Jimmy ever shows up or anybody else ever shows up through those doors, we are not going to care who they are or what they look like. Michael, who's a new Ghanaian student that was here last week, and he's not able to be here today, but Moonbae, that some of you will know, she's the one that connected us with Michael, or connected me with Michael, and I wanted to show Michael how much I cared for Ghana, how much I love Ghana, how familiar I was with Ghana. I sent him a picture because I have a picture in my phone that is me, Chad, who was here last Sunday, and Mahama, who is the former president of Ghana. I showed him that picture not so that he would say, oh, well, he knows the former president. Couldn't care less about that. He was an interesting guy. It was an interesting moment. But I wanted him to see. I think I had a shirt that they had made for us from the conference, and I wanted him to see, I don't care about all that, but I do love Ghana. I do love students from other nations, and I learned how to do that at Hosanna. I learned how to love Indian students, African students, South Americans. I'll never forget, I have Sister Martha Johnson's voice in my mind, imprinted in my mind, where Pastor Hawkins would ask for prayer requests, and Martha would get up with her little Peruvian accent, and she would ask Pastor for prayers. I can hear it as clear as if she were sitting there today. And I learned to love internationals at this church, and we are going to continue to love internationals in this church. This is going to continue to be a place that as internationals come from wherever they're from, that when they arrive on campus, somebody will know if they're looking for a church. They will say, hey, I know Hosanna's a good place. I know Hosanna's a place that you can show up and they will treat you like family. Yesterday, please hear my heart here. Michael's been here for about a week. He's waiting to get cleared so he can start his job on campus. And he sent me a message yesterday and said, Pastor, I have no food. And I said, okay, I'm coming. And I got ready, took a shower, picked him up, took him to buy food. And he really didn't want to send me that message, and I know that. But he said when we were in the truck, he said, I'm sorry, I have no family here. And I said, Michael, you do now. Barbara, you have family. That's who we're going to be. And I don't say that so you say, oh, Pastor took him to buy food. You guys bought him food. You guys bought him food. I just drove him and helped him navigate Walmart. Bless Jesus. Luckily, they've not rearranged it in like 6 months. So I knew where some of the things were. But I wanted him to know he's got family here. And that's the kind of church we're going to be. I almost could have cried. I saw Frida give Barbara a hug, and I just thought, yeah. Yeah, that's who we are. And that's who we're going to be. And that's going to be imprinted on our hearts and our thoughts and our minds In fact, it's going to be, you're going to get so sick of hearing me tell you that Hosanna is going to be a loving church, or Hosanna is a loving church. And when you come to me and you say, "Pastor, I'm tired of hearing," I'm going to say, I would tell you I'm sorry, but it'd be a lie. I'm not sorry, because I want it to become synonymous with who Hosanna is. I want people outside of this church, when they hear Hosanna, they instantly think, "Oh, I know that's a loving church. I know that's a place they can go." You know, when Moonbay sent me the message because she knew that if he came to Hosanna, he would be loved. If he came to Hosanna, he would be accepted, he would be welcomed, and he would be loved. And I want that for anybody that walks in the doors. And I don't care about anything else. I don't care what your criminal background is. We're going to love you. I don't care what your financial status is. We're going to love you. I want to love the county elected officials, the city elected officials, the same way we would love the homeless guys and girls. I'm not going to show them favoritism. That's not what we do. We love everybody the same. I don't want people to say, "Well, if you've got money, they're going to love you there. They're going to welcome you there." I want them to say, "They're going to love you there no matter what." No matter what. Color, language, smell, gender, whatever, they're going to love you there the same. They're going to treat you there just like you're one of them. And when we have our potluck dinners, we're going to welcome any visitor that's there. We're going to welcome anybody walking down the street, because we are a loving church. And that is part of the vision for this church from now into the future. You've heard me say it, I don't even know how many times since I've been here for the last 3 years. And it's not going to stop. We are going to be, we are, and we will be forevermore a loving church. When we look at our ministries, how is this loving? When we look at small groups, as we look at outreaches, how is this loving the community? How is this loving the least, last, lost? How is this loving the those that feel unloved? How does that fit? Does it fit in this? Then okay, let's start to move forward. If it doesn't fit in that, if it's all about us, if it's about making Hosanna known and not making Jesus known, maybe we're on the wrong track. But if it's about making Jesus known and Hosanna just gets known as a byproduct of it, praise Jesus. But him first, him foremost. I don't need the praise. I don't need the accolades. I don't need the position. I don't need all that stuff. I need people to know Jesus above all else. Because that's my job. That's what we're here for. As I close out the message, 2 John chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. I found this yesterday, and man, I just loved it, what it says at the end. It says, "Now I ask you, lady," this is Paul, this is John writing to a lady of a church, "not as though I were writing to you a new commandment, but the one which we have had from the beginning, that we love one another." That we love one another. "And this is love. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments, just as you have heard from the beginning that you should walk in it." Church, we're going to walk in it. It's not just going to be what we say with our mouth. It's going to be where we're stepping. It's going to be how we're walking. It's going to be where we're walking. It's going to be the reason we're walking wherever we're walking. It's going to be seen and heard in every step that we take. We're going to be walking in being a loving church. We're going to be walking in loving God with everything. We'll be walking in that every single day. That's how I want to walk. That's the purpose I want to walk with. That's the mission I want to walk with. That's the vision I want to walk with as we walk into 2024, day by day by day, further and further. We're going to be walking in that loving church. And that's going to infiltrate your relationships, your jobs, your marriages, your finances. It's gonna infiltrate everything that we do. Everything that we're gonna do, we're gonna be doing it, walking in the commandments, walking in His ways, walking in loving Him, walking in loving one another, walking in loving those who feel unloved, walking in those who feel unseen, walking in love to those who feel neglected or mistreated. We're going to be walking in love towards those people, showing them that there's a God above who loves them in spite of what they've done, because of who He is. And you're going to see how it's going to impact. How it's going to impact your daily life. When we're loving, it's really hard, really, really hard to hate someone that loves you. Really hard to do that. Some people will, or they'll try real hard. But when everything you've done is showing them love, it's really hard for them. And when we're showing them love, it's not just our love, but it's the love God's put in us. It's our love for Him that in turn we're showing to others. Hosanna is loving. Will be always, forevermore. Loving. Serving, giving, growing. Loving, serving, giving. We have Avery. We're growing. Praise Jesus. Got Leland coming. We're growing. Praise Jesus. But I want to grow closer to Him too. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank You for the way, Lord, that You have opened up this vision to me, Lord, and the way, Lord, I'm asking You and believing that You are opening up this vision or enabling me to open up this vision to this church. Lord, that You will help me as I communicate these thoughts and ideas that You've given me. You will continue to help me to lay this out, to make this a part of all that we do and all that we are, Lord. Lord, I thank You. I can't love You first, Lord, because You've already loved me before I loved You, before I knew You, when I was yet in my mother's womb. You've counted the hairs on my head, Lord. You knew and You know my end from my beginning. So though I can't love You first, I can still love You with everything I have. And my love for You is in response to how You love me first. My response is that You have done great things. Jesus is so, Father, I ask that You cement this thought, this idea in our hearts when we think of Hosanna. Hosanna truly is loving. It was the heart of the founding pastor. It's the heart of this pastor. And Lord, I pray every pastor that comes after will have the heart to love You with all we have and to truly love our neighbors. Father, I thank You that You have moved in our midst. God, You've spoken to us. Lord, in our worship, Lord, You were moving in our worship. Lord, I believe You've been speaking through me, Lord, because I know and I trust You, God. My faith, my confidence has been in you. Father, as we go throughout the rest of our day and into our week, Lord, I pray that you would be with us, that this message would echo in our hearts and in our minds. Lord, that it would begin to infiltrate our actions and it would be how we're walking, that we're walking in love, that we're operating and functioning in love. Father, I thank you for every student that will walk through the doors, for every family that will walk through the doors, every homeless individual, every single individual that walks into Hosanna will feel loved and will see us loving you with them. God, as we leave, bless us, keep us, guide us, and protect us, that we would walk in your ways. In Jesus' name I pray. Say amen. Amen. Church, I was blessed to see you all today. Thank you for tolerating a little bit of noisiness, a little without Trudy. And God bless Trudy. Thank you for being here. Have an amazing week. Can't wait to see you next Sunday as we talk about how Hosanna, it will be a serving church. Loving, serving, giving, growing. Have an awesome week. Love you guys. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I saw